This is the, I'm Mike Durfee. I'm from Los Angeles and I work with child abuse. And this is public health child abuse, good news, bad news. I've had a similar forum in the past. The point is not to chew on public health and say terrible things, but it is to be honest. If we really are trying to do something, I mean, the baseball teams in the playoffs for the World Series were busy, I'm sure, looking at their errors, not at their victories, looking at things that have gone wrong. And that's something we need to do, so that's the point of this forum. And so I will begin. I'd probably be more heavy on the bad news, but I've been promised that each of the next two people will have some bad news. How many people here have ever reported child abuse? Okay, good, thank you. Anybody here know who Ambrose Tardieu was? Ambrose Tardieu was a French physician who in 1860 described child abuse, child physical abuse, child sexual abuse, child fatal abuse in great flowery French detail. And it's basically 105 years later that in our modern medical literature that child abuse was added to the index. You can't find the Henry Kemp's 1962 article because it's buried. The battered child syndrome, that's kind of a marker for some people. And we learn slowly. About 1990, the U.S. Surgeon General's goal was to decrease child abuse reports by 10% a year, and we were missing most of them. So in L.A. County, our goal was to increase 10% a year. There were individuals in public health who did good work, mostly public health nurses who made house calls. But by 2005, it's just really somewhere into this century that CDC has people who are actively working with child abuse. Now, here's some of the things that have been happening in this time. Working with the American Academy of Pediatrics, working with the National Child Abuse and Neglect Data Systems, the STD guidance, let me just explain that one, the second one. They listed all these diseases, and they talk about who had them and what kind of drugs to use. And a few decades ago, an asterisk appeared, and it said, with children, you should think of child sex abuse. The asterisk became a paragraph, became a page, became less, more, and we'll talk about some of the things that it's done. But all of these things have a common theme, and that is money. Money has been spent to buy something, which is our rough measure of whether or not we're doing anything. One of my frustrations with public health is that public health prevents and doesn't intervene. It's like we're going to stop tuberculosis, but we're not going to treat it. It doesn't work that way. People in public health programs, LA County Department of Health Services, if you're in public health, not health, reporting child abuse can bother people. It's kind of like we don't do that. In fact, one of the seniors in my department said, we don't report child abuse. I said, why? He says, we're public health. And I figured I couldn't argue with that, so I didn't. We protect records more than kids. There's not a lot of science in what I'm saying right now, but it doesn't make me wrong. And there is a conflict. Whether you protect the kid and abuse the record or vice versa, at least there is a conflict, and that needs to be addressed. The HIPAA regulations have exceptions for child abuse. But whether or not people believe that and apply that is another thing. And then money builds silos. It is not possible to fund a program without creating barriers between people doing the same work. And I would say any grant to do something, I would give them 10 points on their score to explain how they would work with the other people who didn't get the grant, if you got the grant. And if you aren't going to do that, there are people, huge, beautiful programs that have divided up into enemy camps. So now evidence-based is a mantra. To me, it's kind of like you cross left to right or right to left, and it has a useful concept. But if it says I only do evidence-based stuff, I don't talk to people who talk like that. Now, among other things, you can't use Alcoholics Anonymous. There's no evidence that it works, but it sure is neat, and it's free. But here's some evidence that we are not basing. HIV and child sexual abuse. There is a literature that if you were molested as a child, you're more apt to have HIV. Your ability to make sexual decisions has been damaged. But there is almost no literature on children who are HIV positive because someone who is HIV positive had sex with them. With teen pregnancies, there are studies that will say teen pregnancy, 15 to 19, because that's a number that public health uses. But what about the 14, 13, and then the non-teens, 12, 11, 10 years old that have babies? There's almost nothing on incestuous pregnancy except some spooky mental health stuff. I'm a child psychiatrist. And we're going to talk about federal data on gonorrhea. Now, I like this graph, except that I can't figure out how to get it centered on the page. On your right, this is female, this is male. This is 15, 19, 20, 24, young females from older males. Again, this is not science. I don't have data, but I think it sounds like that would be something. Here is over age 65. I probably don't have gonorrhea, but I'm this old guy. But here is 0 to 4, 5 to 9. And the numbers are not there. I've talked with people. I said, why are you doing this? The person running it 1 year said, think of the ramifications. I said, I am. Now, they have a new version. They have prettier colors. They'll have chlamydia, other things. But it's always ends that the little kids are not listed. And at one time they said, they may not have obtained this sexually. Now, I think that's a pretty sad comment on doing what we should be doing. They could be chasing them down, besides which this is not something they're putting out on family television. This is a posting. The data exists. It's not posted. So I've asked them a question, and I've been told they're going to get me an answer. Here is, this is in L.A. County when gonorrhea was more common. Chlamydia's replaced gonorrhea for the most part. And this is, it should be 0 through 11, but when I made this graph, I didn't know how to do that part. It's basically, you can see little kids, toddlers, more common than older kids. Where are you going to find gonorrhea in a 3 and a 4-year-old? And the answer is maybe genitals. You've got to look at the mouth. They're orally copulating something. And then it goes down, it comes back up, and it goes down. And by the time you're as old as I am, you don't have it anymore. It's a bimodal curve. Now, here is a racial. We do not do racial data. I watched a guy in Washington, D.C., and he had this graph going like this. And he said, you see, it's the same. I said, it's not the same. He says, we've been told we have to say it's the same. I think that is racist. I really do. So here's what happens with gonorrhea and in a study that I was part of, HIV, child sex abuse. Your contacts are older toddlers, latency age, black females, which doesn't prove anything, but it makes me wonder. So here is the thing you can do with birth data. California says, if an 18-year-old has sex with a 17-year-old, male, female, that's the, a criminal and a victim, because you're not supposed to have sex till you're 18. But so California passed a law and said under 15 and over 21, they could have said 5 and 32, whatever, they made this up. That is a required report, and everybody went back to sleep. But if you do this, this is a multi-year data, California data of births. You can see as you're going along here, you'll see 15 to 17-year-old girls, and here the father on the birth certificate, maybe an error, there are three of them, 75 to 79. So I don't know what your personal values are, and I don't know what mine are, basically. Here it is, you got the same thing with younger kids. So you've got the 10 to 12-year-olds, you got three fathers, 35 to 39. Now this is a multi-year data set, but there's a whole lot of them. And what I would propose, and I did, is I said you don't have to report child abuse, but you ought to at least say something to the hospital. They told me I needed to do further study, so I did. What I found out is hospitals are pretty good at reporting young mothers with much older fathers. And then they get lost in Child Protective Services that refuses to do anything with the case sometimes. Here's a philosophical thing. If you're in public health or Child Protective Service or whatever, and you take your data piece, and you do this heroic thing where you pull in one more, you have more information, but you've got to put the whole thing together. When you're reviewing a child death, you need the birth records. You need to know whether the kid's getting vaccinated and what's the ongoing health records. You need to know about the family income and criminal records, some other stuff. Anyhow, only that's harder. It's easier to do a quick thing. So here we are. This is... we're doing, whether we're going to study them or us, when we study risk factors that they have and use evidence-based stuff, we are studying them. If we say, where's the missing data, and how come these records, how come the police says the homicide, the coroner says it isn't, and Child Protective Service says we've never heard of the case? You've got to jam the system to account for what that is. And if the kid is from Maryland, visiting relatives in Virginia, gets bashed, goes to a local hospital, they can't manage the head trauma and sent to Children's National in the district. You then have CPS records here, medical records here, and criminal justice. Police investigates where the injury was, and death records in a third county, state, and we don't bring those together. So here's data management for high-risk pregnancy, women in jail, foster care. This is a project I've got going. Let's just do child prostitute. I mean, you can say, well, we'll extend our clinic hours. We have a grant. We're going to put out pamphlets or something. There are people that you're never going to see unless you go to where they are. And so I call Lois Lee. She does works with child prostitutes, and she went through a whole maze of things to explain to me that the way the system is now, the younger girls, the pimps aren't doing because there's criminals saying you pimp a 14-year-old, you get a life sentence. So that they're doing that. But with the 18-year-old, she has a baby. The pimp keeps the baby. You want your baby back, get out there and make some money. I mean, that those people exist, and it's our job to cross the street to find them and do something about them. And so let's talk about infant homicide. Here is missing data. If you look down the green thing, these are years in L.A. County when infant homicides got lost on their way to Sacramento. So it has how many cases the coroner had, how many cases Sacramento had. And I'd call up there, and so L.A. County would say, well, you know, they change our diagnosis, stuff like that. I don't think so. I mean, I think what happens is the infants take longer, because here's what it looks like. The 1 through 17 or 18, those are, I did that again. Okay, 1 through 17 and 0 is the tall one. They come out about even. So they get lost or not. If they do, it isn't very big. Infants get lost because they may spend 3-6 months trying to figure it out. You watch television, they do the blood spatter and the DNA, and they run around getting cameras that cover license plates or whatever. And the mentalist gets people to confess. But with infants, the medical examiners don't know the body. They're out of their field. They know adults, not infants for the most part. And so by the time you get to send the records up, the clerk that manages getting the records in isn't there. And they expect the doctor to send the records up, and I'm a doctor, and we don't send records up, apparently. They're just lost. So then what I found is L.A., San Bernardino, Sacramento, but not Orange, Philadelphia, and at some level of state data, Ohio, Missouri, I figure they're having a similar problem. I needed someone to give me, wherever you're from, you say to your coroner, how many infant homicides have you had? And then you go to CDC Wonder or Whiskers and you look up how many you had and see if they match. And maybe they do. Ours have not. I presented this to the public health data people, and it was very well received. They told me that was great, but nothing's changed. It's just a few kids. Well, infants are 40% of the fatal child abuse, and if we're missing 20% of them, then that's a big deal. And now we're all excited about it. We're all excited about child deaths, but what we're not excited about is looking at ourselves, which is the payoff. So anyhow, if you have a mother who is HIV negative, that means she doesn't have it, and her child has it, then it's not fetal contamination. So here's a study I was part of and found that it was latency age black females. Here is something I did in the health department, L.A. County. We built a system where hospitals... We found six hospitals with child abuse teams, and they were giving me data. So if you see the line over the yellow, that was the rate that child abuse reports were increasing in those years because we were discovering it. It was about 12%. I think that's 15%. The next line is 30%, and the blue line is what happened. Now, this data was poorly kept. It comes out to even. I don't trust it. But what I know is the court kept calling me, wanting to know where all these little babies came from. If you look at the graph on the bottom, most of the kids for physical abuse, other than sexual abuse, most of the kids were infants and toddlers. And my graph, I liked the way that my graph looked before, but the WIC program started reporting all the mothers under 14 or 15, something like that. I would argue that that red-blue has 10, maybe 20,000 kids that would not have been reported. Anyhow, this system is gone. I apparently irritated an attorney who told me he was going to throw me in jail, and the department was not that inspired. So they just did. I destroyed records of 45,000 health-based child abuse reports. It was the world's literature. And now we're in the process of building yet again another way. Anyhow, I think I'm getting over time here, but let me see. What am I? Okay, well, this will be okay. Study of child. Here is, we're trying to build a data management system for hospitals. And we decided we would use the official codes. Says child maltreatment 995.5, and then you have that code. You can tell the relationship, I think, or the type of abuse. And then there's an E967, and I've learned how to say these things, but they are applied so poorly you can't use them. You just can't tell much with them. And so we decided to do fancy things. What we're going to end up here is we're trying to ask hospitals to tell us how many child abuse reports did you make. They don't know. We're building a system to automate it, and it's gonna. We're already working on getting other states. Anybody here from California? Okay, we're coming to wherever you are with this latest product. I used to sell a folder brush, so I could just to get something in your hand, and then you'd buy things. It worked fairly well. Anyhow, basically, here's some things that I think ought to happen. And I love Picasso. I love that drawing, and so I made it silos. Because we are all offenders. We all live and protect where we are. And so here's something about comments. And we're just, our Ying Ying Yuan is going to introduce herself because I did it wrong.